Good day, y'all, and thanks again for tuning in to the Bernard Bergen podcast. We are always excited when you like, review, and share the podcast. We're also super excited when you reach out, leave comments, ask questions, and challenge the information. You know, I don't sit here as an expert on your life. What I'm doing is I'm sharing stories from my life that challenged me to grow and me to change, and I hope that it's helping you do the same. Now, as my custom is, I set aside some time every month to just talk to my mother as long as we can. I mean, we want to go deep. We want to share stories that help us build, grow, learn from each other, and truly nurture the relationship we have. And I think the story that I'm going to share today is going to challenge you to grow. It's going to challenge you to think deeper. But more importantly, you're going to assess something I've been assessing for the past week, which is who's in your corner. Let's start with the Bible verse. And this Bible verse says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, plans to give you a future and a hope." And that's found in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And that's a Bible verse that sticks out to me because so many of us, we need to be reminded that the Creator of everything has plans for us to truly have an amazing life. And many of us, we don't tap into the possibility of that amazing life because of what we're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And I want to challenge you to think about if the Creator of everything had plans for you to prosper, to give you a hope and a future, and you're not prospering and you are without hope and you are without the clarity of a bright future, I challenge you to go deeper in becoming who you are destined to be. It might challenge you to have to let go of some things, let go of some relationships, or even assess what we're going to talk about today on the podcast, which is who is in your corner. Now, the quote I want to leave you with is a quote that someone shared with me that resonated so deeply and challenged me to change. It says, "By the time the fool has learned the game, the players have dispersed." By the time the fool has learned the game, the players have dispersed. That's an African proverb. Now, as you know, we are in February, and in February in the United States, we celebrate our history. We celebrate American history and highlight Black Americans, African Americans, because of their rich and consistent contribution to building this great country. When I was talking to my mother this weekend, she shared a story with me. And you, if you want deep details on this story, head over to my blog, bernardbergen.com, and you'll hear more, learn more, read more on this story, and you can go deeper in your own research. But my mom asked me, did I ever hear the story of Sarah Proctor? And this is in the early 1900s. And this young woman became a multimillionaire because as a freedman in the United States of America, under the Treaty of 1866, they had to give her 165 acres of land. Now, here's the beauty of what happened. They gave her the worst land, rocky land, land she couldn't use for farmland. The land was so bad, her dad tried to sell it a few times because they couldn't farm on it. Now, while her family wasn't poor, the $30 a year that was required for her property taxes was something her father did not want to pay. But here's the beauty of life. When her father tried to sell the land, the court said, "We can't, because under the treaty, the land has to stay in your child's name." The story has a silver lining. Her dad leased the land to an oil company, and that oil company found oil. And Sarah went on to become a multimillionaire at a very young age. By the time she was 18, she owned 2,000 acres of land. So let's just say the oil that was found on her land was very significant. So significant that Sarah went from making $300 a day to $15,000 a day. And this is in the 1900s, the early 1900s. So very significant story. What I like to joke about was, could you imagine how people approach Sarah now that she was a multimillionaire? People who would ignore her, people who didn't even think about her, her family. But because now she's a multimillionaire, there are so many people coming out the woodwork to be in her corner. And that's the question I want us to ponder today. Who is in your corner? And that's something I've been thinking about quite consistently, because anyone that shows up in your corner is someone you attracted into your life. When I was someone who operated with low character and integrity, I attracted people into my life with low character and low integrity. When I shifted and I started operating with high character and high integrity, I attracted people into my life who operated with high character and integrity. So I want to ask you, who is in your corner? See, a good corner person doesn't try to sell your land, sell you out, or throw in the towel without understanding your perspective. See, a good corner person reminds you of the standards, the targets, of your goals, and stands by you even when things are rocky, even when you are getting beat up, even when you are getting beat down, when you're depressed, lonely, and at times you just need an encouraging word. A good corner person is there for you. Another question for you is, do you consistently assess who is in your corner? See, I've had to learn the hard way that if you don't consistently assess who is in your corner, what they bring to your team can actually hurt you, can actually cause you to be distracted, and more importantly, unprepared for what's in front of you. So assess consistently who is in your corner. Some of the questions I ask about the people in my corner is, Bernard, do you really know them? Bernard, do they really know you? Do they know your darkest secret? Do they know when you need to rest? Do they know when you need to reset? Do you communicate with them when you need to recycle a situation, a process, and move on? Because things are just not working out the way that we had a plan for. Do they know you well enough to say, Bernard, I need you to remember your why and stick with this, because this is directly tied to your purpose? Who's in your corner? What's your pathway of assessing them? What are some of the questions you ask to see if they should stay a part of your team, a part of your corner, or if you should part ways with them as you prepare for a new season in your life? Now, I'm going to challenge you to, after this podcast, or if you're in a place where you could just make a list, I'd ask you to assess the men and women in your corner. Ask yourself, are they assets or liabilities? Are they civilized or are they criminals? Are they for you? Or are they secretly betraying you? Who is in your corner? What I love about just consistently learning, growing, meeting new people is the opportunities that gets placed in front of you. Now, many of us have heard about different money apps, Cash App being one, Venmo being another, PayPal being another. But one I learned about recently is called Chipper Cash. And what's amazing about Chipper Cash is that the name comes from the idea of chipping away at a problem. Chipper Cash is a cross-border payment app that serves the wealthiest continent in the world, which we know to be Africa. One founder of this app grew up in Uganda. The other grew up in Ghana. As men who saw the currency issues that many of their African brothers and sisters face, they wanted to help solve the problem of moving money safely and securely at a fee that was sustainable. See, when you have the right people in your corner, what you can accomplish builds momentum and sustains momentum. Today, more than 700,000 people use their apps in over 6 countries. On top of that, most of their marketing has been only word of mouth. I think an overlooked factor in their success, the success of the Chipper Cash app, is that they have the right person in their corner. So I ask again, who is in your corner? Ponder that. Ask yourself, do they wholeheartedly believe in you? Do they inspire you? Do they hold you accountable? What I ask myself as well, and I challenge you to do the same, is do they lead you? Because one of the things that I require in my life is for people not just to love me, but to lead me. And like I said, this weekend was a weekend of connection. Had a great conversation with my mother, who shared the story with me of Sarah Proctor. And in our conversation about Sarah Proctor and the leadership that she needed in her life, my mom shared a story with me about when she was a young woman married to my father, and they both had plans to become college graduates. They both had that plan. And my mom said, "Bernard, I did everything to challenge your father to become a college graduate. I registered him for classes. I asked him what classes he wanted to take." She said, "I even paid for his classes. But because of my dad's personal beliefs, because of my dad's personal struggles, he never became a college graduate. Some of the classes my mom paid for, he never even attended. Years ago, my dad said to me, using the very same story, 'Bernard, your mom paid for my college classes, and I did not attend. Bernard, when I see your life, I see your wife is encouraging you to be greater than you want to be more disciplined than you want to be, to achieve things that maybe you are afraid to achieve. Bernard, if your wife was a bad wife, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you. But because she's someone who is in your corner, working to see you become greater, I want to challenge you to listen to your wife.' Now, I met my wife in university, and we got married before we both graduated. At some point, I stopped attending classes so that I could make sure all the bills were paid on time, consistently. My wife sat me down and said to me, 'Bernard, I do not want to be with you. I do not want to be married to you if you don't graduate from university.' Who's in your corner? I graduated. Not only did she love me, she figured out a way to lead me. I challenge everyone listening to the podcast to consider who's in your corner this week. If they don't line up with where you're going, if they don't line up with your goals, I ask you to make the decision to part ways in this season with who's in your corner and attract to your life people in your corner who not only will love you, but will lead you. Who's in your corner?